Kyren Williams spent his offseason, in his own words, really training to be a running back, training those pad levels, those cuts, and then spent Saturday night watching the preseason opener from the sideline with every other Rams starter. The one question that defines his season, the carry split with Blake Corum, has still not taken a live snap. The June preview made a specific football argument, and for most listeners, it will be new. Williams has been a top-flight producer 3 years running on workload, not wizardry. 259 carries last season, a per-carry efficiency that ranked only 22nd among regulars by rushing yards over expected, and a signature of pure trust, converting 4th-and-1 at the goal line 3 separate times for Sean McVay. Our claim was that the role was the bet, not the per-touch talent. He needs the carries to keep coming, and the red zone work, where he kept 63% of the rush attempts, is what protects his touchdown production even if the early down share erodes toward Corum. This week gave us mood, not evidence. Williams sat Saturday, per Stu Jackson of Therams.com. At the final open practice back on August 6th, he stayed a dependable target for Matthew Stafford, catching a short touchdown over the middle, per Jackson and Zach Edwards of Therams.com. His camp energy sounds right. At an August 1st presser, he said camp doesn't feel like it's practice. It feels like a workout. Worth knowing, in that same final open practice, it was Corum who worked as the featured back, and he is reported leaner and more explosive. The other half of the question is doing its part, but hints are not carries and nobody has assigned any. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The role bet is intact and untested, and the split we told you to watch has produced no data yet. Next week, the checkable things are finally concrete if the starters play against whoever comes next, who opens drives, and who gets the work inside the 10. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.